Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, beautiful host, Kyle Allen. Welcome back. Oh, man, so much is happening. And I'm going to try my best to not be abrasive on anything, but just share my thoughts on where I currently, the current state of affairs. When I was growing up in life, we had an option of TV, Nintendo, outside, reading, homework, going to a summer camp, playing with our friends, having rock fights. That was the extent of our options. Going over a friend's house, kind of. My children were born with an iPad, Oculus, 20 different social medias, 55,000 Instagrams, the pressure to put your child on Instagram and make her a model. You know, there's just so much more pressure than what it was back in the day. And so I acknowledge that things are different. I acknowledge that. I accept it and I respect it. But I think where parents have to become more, you know, we truly have almost a disdain sometimes for our parents. I hear a lot of young people today, they have all these issues with their parents. Some rightfully so, some not, whatever. But it's not until you become a parent and your children start talking to you and having thoughts and having a voice and they're not just toddlers. They speak back. They go to school and come home. They're influenced by way more different entities. I just named about 5, 6 to 7 things that I was influenced by. Today, the kids are literally influenced by billions. Multi-billions. They can go on Reddit and talk to someone. And we had a kid at the school I work for that literally would go on like social media accounts and speak Russian. He was talking to Russians from Russia. And learn how to, literally elementary, and learn how to speak some Russian. That wasn't even a possibility for me growing up. There was no chat rooms. Where was I going to learn Russian, speak Russian, like, besides our neighbors? What's up, Vladimir, if you're listening? And that's not racist. His name was Vladimir. You know, some people are ignorant. His name was Vladimir. My brother Tyler, we know who Vladimir is, you know. He used to show up at our house and be in our driveway. Like, hey, man, get off the driveway. Anyway, Vladimir, we love you. The point is, if you ain't did no crazy, committed, we love you if you didn't do nothing heinous. You know, if you're on the registry, hey, man, we still got love for you, but you know, God bless. But anyway, that's off topic. My point is, we are in this time where people don't know if they're for... 1 minute, man, you can have a human that from day to day is posting about an issue that they have no idea what they're talking about. And this idea that the New York Times. But if the New York Times puts something out that we don't agree with, the New York Times ain't real. Oh, but on this one, I agree with them. Oh, man, the New York Times said, I ain't never heard this many people talk about the CDC. Man, the CDC recommends, and people are literally living there. The CDC says you cannot breathe outside unless there's tubulars. Amen. Since they stopped talking about it so much, how many people have you heard talk about the CDC? And by this time next year, meaning if there's no like recurring virus, ETC, by this time next year, we won't even remember the mass. We'll talk about it. Like it was a, man, remember we had the masks? And then I want those same people. This is not an argument for or against, but I want the people that were for it or against it to remember how absolutely insane they were with defending their choices, whether to be vaccinated or whether or not. Militant. If you're not vaccinated, you should be put on a, man, Don Lemon told folk, if you ain't vaccinated, you shouldn't even be in America. Hey, that's insane. Don Lemon, they once told us we shouldn't be in America. We should be, we go back to Africa. That sounds nuts. But we're in this place where we can only see the point of view in which we agree with. And if we don't agree with that point of view, it's literally impossible almost for humanity to see the other side. You have 22-year-olds that can talk about the war in Ukraine, abortion, the NBA politics, but they can't pass the fourth. They can't pass science. They can't read at a grade level, but they can break down the reason why they're called a nigger every. Like, it's like we are at some point. We know so much, but can't do anything. We have no skill. But our skill now is judging and looking and pointing and, oh, I'm on this cause, trans rights. And if I ask the, hey, so why do you feel this way? Well, because you, if you're going to feel a certain way, have to be able to articulate in a real way for yourself, by yourself, why you feel that way. You cannot just post memes every day. That's great. Those are in the words of someone else, but I just challenge people to stand on their words, and the ones that do, whether I agree or don't, I respect you. I don't have to agree with you. Let's matter if anyone knows me, I love a healthy debate. Come to the TGIU podcast. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. And in the future coming up, I'm absolutely going to start having more dialogue with other people. You're not just going to hear my voice. Some of y'all just starting to cheer right now. Pathetic. You should love my, anyway. The point I'm making is, at some point, if you want to be a good shooter, you got to stay in the gym for hours and work on your shooting. You can't work on everything all the time. So if you're going to have a cause, hey man, how many are you going to have? And you can have a million of them, but how much can you really be educated and have an educated debate about it? Because don't be like me when I became a history major in Hawaii Pacific University. And my brothers in that field, when I walked into Abraham Lincoln, history of Abraham Lincoln and civil rights class, and I think I know a little bit, and they actually are educated on the topic, you look like a fool. If you've ever been to school and the teacher assigns reading and you get there the next day, it ain't so funny, is it? Hey, Kyle, so on page 30, what did we talk about? Well, well, the boxcar children fail. Like, we got to stop knowing everything, but having no education in anything. We know everything. Hey, so explain to me in your own words why, how. What's the point? What's your thought process? Well, I mean, I read and no. Hey, what's your thought process? Well, it's not about that. It's about the, hey, what's your thought process? They'll answer every question but the one you asked. And by the way, you know, I've been guilty of this too, man. And I'm thankful that I have a group of people that like, bro, they ain't just, hey, man, it ain't just, hey, well, Kyle said, man, forget that. Hey, bro, I don't agree with that. Now what? Well, man, I don't agree with you. All right, let's have a dialogue. Or, hey, man, agree to disagree. Or, hey, man, you know, but you can't be isolated in the algorithmic, if that's a word, bubble that you're in. Based on the algorithms, it keeps feeding me this. Man, if you pull up anyone's Yahoo News, if you're around people, say, let me see your Yahoo News. And they look at your Yahoo News. It's completely filter bubbled. Based on what they think you like is what they give you. And you think that that's the news. No, that's your mind. They are literally reading our minds, trying to. We are all caught in our filter bubbles. We are all caught on the timeline. We're all in the algorithm. The new Matrix was spotty, but it was talking about how we're in the algorithm. Based on what you want, it's like based on how you feel, based on what you do, that's what they're going to show you. That does not mean it's real life just because you keep seeing it. Because you keep seeing it doesn't mean it's happening. I used to think when I got done playing with Pokemon cards that no one played with them anymore. Oh, that's lame. Pokemon going strong to this day. It never stopped just because I stopped. And the truth ain't not the truth because you don't think it is. Or the truth is the truth because you think it is. What, there's an actual truth there's some actual nuance and there's some actual wrong. It ain't always subjective. And we've become in this world where everybody lives in the subjective. Well, I understand that it could be everything. Sometimes it's one or the other. And sometimes it's not. But it's for the educated mind to be able to decipher that. I challenge my listeners. I throw some challenges out there. Get away from the algorithms and embrace the fact that maybe the algorithm you see every day is fueling your mind. It is causing you to believe what you believe. And is that a good thing? Why don't I ever see anything that's against what I like? All my Instagram now is motivation, workouts, and education, and things that it thinks I like. Hey, man, I'm ignorant like everybody else. I don't always want to be motivated. I don't always want to be serious or think about my future or think about money. Or why can't I just watch cartoons? We need to all just go back to chilling, fam. We are all on the goal. We're always mission-minded. Hey, man, throw on Scooby-Doo, eat some Lucky Charms, and laugh. This is the Grind Is Ugly podcast. Thank you for listening.